Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
A little bit later this hour, we have George Rosenthal. We do Tech Talk Tuesdays. That's the segment every week where the guest scares the crap out of you about AI and other things related to technology. But we love him. We love George, and he'll be with us in about 25 minutes talking about a lot of topics. I think he uses AI, Sue, to gather his topics, and then we end up talking about AI.
So yeah, all kinda, I think he does.
It's a very symbiotic segment. But look, I get response, and I think you do too, from listeners all the time who are just captivated.
Yes.
So George puts his little list together, and we'll get to as many topics. One of them has to do with ticket scams that are going on with concerts and things like that.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. Something else we need is a scam. We have Election Day coming up 3 weeks from today. We have the big constitutional amendments and a St. Louis County executive race. We have a St. Charles County executive race. Steve Ellman is the incumbent. He said he wasn't going to run in that race, decided to get back in, mainly, if we're calling it the way it is, because Bill Igel, former state senator, rabble-rouser that he is, got in the race. But there's another candidate, Jason Law. He's the former mayor of the city of St. Louis. He is in local law enforcement, and he's with me in the studio this afternoon to talk about the campaign. Jason, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic.
Do I have the right mic on? Say that again.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. We've had changes in this studio, and we'll make sure that people can hear you.
Yeah, you just got to get
real close, like Fred was telling you.
There you go.
That's the way it should sound right there. So I don't think you and I have ever met. Have we ever met?
No, we have not met.
So give me the bio of Jason Law. I've heard a little bit about you. I know that you've been out there kind of making your name known and trying to get some attention. So how about we just start with a bio?
Okay. I grew up in North St. Louis County. I went to Sacred Heart Grade School in Florissant, Hazewood Central. Went to a little bit of college and then became a St. Louis County police officer. I've been there 28 years. I'm a lieutenant colonel, and I've enjoyed my experience the whole 28 years. I'm married with three kids. We live in Lake St. Louis, of course, where I was the mayor for 4 years, where we did a lot of good work. And our kids go to ICD Catholic Church. We're full of sports and activities right now and running a great campaign, and we're looking to do very well this August 4th.
And you're old enough to have that perspective. I'm a little older than you, but man, I remember going out to St. Charles County in the early 80s. I had a friend that worked at like a video store. I wish I remembered exactly where that was, but there was like nothing. That was it. Yeah. It was the video store and nothing else. And then you go through, and I moved away from the state for a fair amount of time, but the explosion that has happened out there in St. Charles County really is something.
It's crazy explosive. I mean, growth is good, but we need to make sure that we're doing it in a smart way. As the mayor of Lake St. Louis, I put into place the first moratorium on apartments in 2022. And we saw what was happening with the infrastructure, the schools, the police, the fire, and we needed to just slow that down so our resources could grow.
So why did you decide to get in this race? What is the main motivator for Jason Law to get into this race against an incumbent who's been pretty popular and the state senator that's, you know, got name recognition out there as well?
Well, I do what I say and I say what I do. So when I ran in Lake St. Louis, I ran on cutting taxes, which we cut taxes by 46% by paying debt off early, becoming a debt-free city. We invested millions into the police department, cut crime by 45% over 4 years, become the top 10 safest city in the state of Missouri. And then we cut bureaucracies in our permitting process, which spurred about $500 million in private investment in a small city.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I think that that's so it's not the sexiest topic, right? But yeah. It's so important.
Which the taxes, the crime?
The permitting and the codes and the bureaucracy, the red tape.
There's a ton of red tape. And I mean, when I got there, the board was ran by older folks that were, you know, in mid to late 70s. And I was 34 when I became an alderman. And I can remember I wanted to have a Facebook page for the city of Lake St. Louis.
Yeah, there
and
you
I say,
go.
Could I have $500 to start this? And I got voted down. So
it was a good start.
It was a good start. But, you know, it's just what we did is we cut out. It's called DRB and ARB. They're a review process by citizens. We could easily take care of that through our staff and get rid of that process, which delayed building up to 2 to 3 months, which when you're talking about putting a shovel in the ground in October, if you're in January, sometimes you can't build.
Right. So, I mean, we're going to talk to Bill on Friday. I know he's got issues with Steve Ellman. Do you not like the job that Steve Ellman has done? Do you criticize parts of the way that he's run the office, and how would you do things differently? I know a lot of what Bill complains about because I see his stuff and I'm in communication. I don't know enough about you to know where you are coming at with this particular race, so that's why I'm curious.
I respect Steve, but, you know, I think we just need new, fresh leadership. You know, about the apartment moratorium I did in Lake St. Louis. Well, then I got behind different candidates in different cities. If you look at Darting Prairie this year, I backed that mayor. We helped him out. He put an apartment moratorium in immediately. We're backed a couple of folks in O'Fallon, Doug Link, who's a great guy. And now they're going to be voting on an apartment moratorium.
But isn't that what the communities do and the suburbs do? Why? Because I know there's criticism of St. Charles County, of Steve, because of too much of that type of growth. I think his response is, well, that's up to Lake St. Louis and that's up to Darting Prairie. And is that what's happening or not?
Well, like I just said, I'm just a candidate now, and I'm backing candidates that want no more apartments. And look at what's happening. We've changed Western St. Charles County. My campaign has helped change Western St. Charles County. Steve called me silly for doing that in 2022, and he just did it last week. He passed an apartment moratorium. We're moving him as we're going. So he sees what the people are wanting, and he's just moving a little too late. It takes bold leadership to be able to move candidates.
So what else? I mean, because of the growth, you still have to allow for growth. What specifically and what strategy or path do you think would be better for the voters of St. Charles County?
So, for example, apartments, correct? They pay about half of the property tax as a single family home. So when we're running into issues, when we're bringing in mass amounts of people in apartments and they're flooding the schools, they have to build new schools. That's new bond measurements and that's new property taxes. We need to make sure our infrastructure can fit and hold. I mean, our roads are terrible in Western St. Charles County. I mean, there's traffic for hours and hours. We need to let some of this infrastructure settle in. And then I'm not saying forever ban them, but I'm saying, you know, we need to let this market saturate a little bit.
Well, I can relate with that. Even there's an area, look, I think the bottom line is you can't build enough places for people to live right now. The demand is too high. And, you know, there's places, I don't know if you're old enough to remember Wet Willie's, which
sat
up there.
Yeah, I grew up there.
44 and 41. So, yeah. So they're building apartments right up there now. And then on the other side of the hill, on 141, 44, McBride has a big development. So even in places where you didn't think there would be apartments, there are apartments. I have some near Hillsborough Road where I live right in you know, Fenton, right at 141 and 44 as well. But to your point, those are going up because the demand is so high. And then Rockwood is a big part of that because people want to be in the schools. Same thing kind of applies with St. Charles County as well. But you guys are kind of on a different tier when it comes to growth.
Yeah, we're growing much faster. I mean, we're slowing down a little bit now. I think people are almost, I guess people have moved because they've been scared in the past. And St. Charles County has grown a lot off of that basis. I think that's starting to slow down. So we need to work together as a region to make sure we're bringing in new people and making sure St. Louis region is safe as a whole. And that's something that I'll take a leadership role in when I'm next county executive.
Jason Law is here. He's running for St. Charles County Executive. So let me rough you up a little bit here. You ready?
You go for it.
People tell me, Jason, I like Jason. He's law enforcement. Cops like him. Got a lot of support. Nobody knows you, though. Nobody knows your name. Bill Eigel, people know his name. Steve Ellman, they know his name. You don't have name recognition. You want to do an interview like this because that helps. But, I mean, in that field, you're the least known candidate, I would think.
You know, we're getting out really heavily right now. We've knocked about 7,000 doors. We're going to get to 20,000 really quick. We're going to start commercials, texting, mailings. we'll get our name out
I've
there.
I've heard you have money, right? You've got money.
We got some money to deal with. And but when you look at, I don't care what poll you look at and what the numbers are, all of them are consistent. 70% of voters haven't formally chosen a candidate. And with their name recognition like that, at the doors, the voters are saying, we want change. They're done with career politicians. I'm not a career politician. I'm a full-time policeman that did a part-time job.
What other issues, though, are voters talking about? I know the growth and the infrastructure and logistics and all that. That's, look, I have my concerns that I just explained to you because there's a lot more traffic. There's a lot more demand for the schools. But obviously, you've had crime issues that have gone from St. Louis City to St. Charles County, certainly St. Louis City to St. Louis County as well. Yeah. What are the other issues that you feel like you're tapping into when you knock on doors or when you go to events?
I think what it is because I resonate with the voters because I'm not a career politician and I do what I say. You know, a lot of politicians don't do that. If you look at Bill Igel, he's ran 12 years on cutting personal property tax. Every year he runs on it because he knows it polls the highest.
Of course.
And it's been successful for him in the past. Well, he's lost two races, but what I feel like the residents want and what they're telling us is lower taxes, lower crime, and less apartments. Smart growth.
How do you lower taxes?
Well, you can do it a few different ways. You don't want to raise any taxes, but personal property tax. I don't disagree with Bill in terms of getting rid of personal property tax.
I hate it. That's my least favorite thing. When I came back to Missouri and I realized that we had to do that because I was in Wisconsin, it's the worst thing ever.
It is, but him saying he can do it in 12 months is a fake plan.
No, he can't do that.
No, it's impossible. You got to go back to the voters. What I would do is the park tax has... Even Steve will admit today, the park tax started off years ago as a use tax. Now it's $70 million. They don't need $70 million for, you know, a park tax. I go back to the voters and say, can we cut that in half and then defer that $35 million to personal property tax? And then over the next several years, look at different ways that we can make St. Charles County government smaller and find the waste, fraud, and abuse in there and start giving the money back to the people.
Yeah, look, the personal property tax issue. I wish somebody could solve that. That's something, though, that kind of has to be done with the state and the, you know, different, you know, regions and communities, isn't it?
Well, what I think you can, I don't disagree with Bill in terms of being able to divert a sales tax to the personal property tax. Lawyers are going to get involved. And that's why I'm like, Bill, it's a fake plan. It takes a process to get that onto the ballot, to cut the park tax by half, to re-defer that money into another slot. It can't be done in 12 months.
Yeah, but shame on you for telling the truth on that, Jason. Come on. You can't, because look, you're kind of approaching it. That's one of the criticisms. And I'll tell Bill this when he's on Friday, because I remember what I point to is someone on Twitter a couple years ago during the governor's race, and they said, give him hell, Bill. And I'm like, I've known Bill for a long time. He's always given him hell. But what has he actually accomplished, you know, when it comes to those promises? That's pretty tough. And it's certainly tough for politicians. So we'll ask him some of those questions. But I know that he's concerned in some ways on some of the areas that you're concerned when it comes to the region's growth.
Yes.
When you guys have, how many debates have you guys had altogether?
Two.
Just two. What's been the focus of the debates?
I did ask them to do another one and they refused.
Okay. Well, we can ask them to do another one. But what have you focused on a lot of these issues, or has there been more on the regional growth issue than others when you guys have had these debates and discussions?
It's been all across the board. It's been everything from data centers to
Let's go with that, data centers. What's your position on data centers? Why do people hate them so much? Kathy Hochul said they're not going to be in New York, right? We're going to have data centers for the future, but nobody wants them. So your position on that?
I'm not scared of the future, but also saying that, I grew up in North St. Louis County. I grew up on Coldwater Creek. And I had to fight cancer. My girlfriend from that time got the same cancer. Mm. Then her father died of that cancer. Data centers are the future. But I'm going to make sure before we build any that, one, we're not giving corporate handouts to Google to build data centers here. We're going to make sure they buy their own energy so it doesn't increase the energy of everybody.
Yeah, that's a big issue there.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
And then the water usage. We need to make sure that that water is clean for our kids and our grandkids in the future.
The good news is we have good water around here, right?
Yeah, we do. We got plenty of water, but I don't feel like that they can keep the land pristine.
Let's talk about law enforcement a little bit.
Okay.
That's your field, right?
Yeah.
We know that has, you know, I've been a victim in the suburbs myself. I had a car that was stolen a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I've talked to folks like Steve in St. Charles. We know that there's issues that have, been exposed because the crime is moving out. What needs to happen there?
I mean, we need a better region. We need a leader at the highest county office that's going to make that a priority. We cannot be complacent in crime. The day you're complacent is the day crime comes in.
Sue, that's a good thing if you get the bell ring. It's not a bad thing. No, that means Sue's agreeing with you, though, just so you know.
Thank
he doesn't
you.
Know all the protocols, Sue. You got to be careful.
I'm
he
sorry
thought he was being
that.
Cut off for time or something.
No,
because
I
that's
just
what
totally
happens in
agree.
Debates, right?
Yes.
You hear the bell off and you're supposed to shut it shut it down.
You're exactly right. This is how people feel safe. This is where things begin. It's getting crime in check.
So aren't you kind of crazy for doing this? Doesn't your wife think you're crazy for getting into politics like this? Why would you want the headache, Jason?
God bless my kids. And, you know, I always go back to a lot of my parents' friends that moved to St. Charles County. Lost a lot of money in their biggest asset, which is their home, when they moved from North County to St. Charles County. And I'm going to promise the people that that won't happen under my leadership, that we're going to keep St. Charles County safe. We're going to work hard to get the tax burden down, and we're going to make sure that we're good to business.
Do you guys have any more? You said you asked them for a third debate. No debate scheduled at this point?
No, they didn't want to do another one.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. I mean, they probably don't want to give, I mean, from a strategy standpoint, they don't want to give you air because, again, the name recognition thing probably helps them if you're not as well known, right?
I just think we did a little better than those guys.
So what would you ask? All right, I'm going to have Bill and Steve on here in the next week or so. Give me a question to ask one of those guys, both of them. What would you say? Because I'll play this to them and see what they say.
Okay. Steve, why couldn't you have been involved in more leadership decisions that help with candidates get put in place in municipalities that stop the growth of apartments?
Okay.
If I can do that during my campaign and not even an elected official, how can you say I can't do anything about it?
All right, I'll ask him that.
And for Bill Igel, you've ran 11 years on cutting personal property tax and never came close. And what are you going to do? And how are you going to change that into the future? In this race, how are you going to do it in 12 months like you've been quoted at saying?
So you got the advantage because I didn't ask those guys to ask you a question, so we're just going to have to roll with it. But they may ask some questions of you,
I'll
and we'll
back.
Ask you to chime back in. No, we might have you back, but it's nice to meet you in person. Look, I know this is a very important race out there, and you know the frustrating thing is, and I say this all the time, and I think you know this, these smaller elections, the primaries, they're sometimes more important. They have more of an effect on your life than a general election. And I know that people are busy, and they feel intimidated by the issues. Let me ask you this, because I don't know. This is when I'm getting here. On Amendment 4, where are you? And 5?
You know, those Amendment 5, I want to hear a better plan. I haven't heard anything that says, how are you going to pay for the billions
they
that you're
going to cut? They put the cart before the horse. That's the main problem there.
So
right.
That scares me. Are you going to raise services, taxes on services?
Here's a lot of people. The good news is it's not going to pass. Anyway, so we could probably move on. Amendment 4.
Amendment 4, I think everybody in the state of Missouri should have a right on any petition. And it should be equal. I don't think that just St. Louis City and Kansas City should be able to change the Constitution without the rest of Missouri having to weigh in.
So that's a yes on 4.
Yes on 4.
Absolutely. Jason, nice to meet you. Keep
Thank
in
you.
Touch. Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
It's Tuesday. That means George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet is going to join us in a few minutes to do Tech Talk Tuesdays. Before that, I want to play some audio here. This is probably worthy of cut of the day, but I'll cheat and I'll play it here. Last week, it was actually last Wednesday when you had And this is amazing. It was a cop that was only a week removed from his NYPD Emergency Service Unit training school when he made this save. There was a woman that goes up on the Brooklyn Bridge and is going to, you know, jump off. So this officer gets involved. Here's the audio. It's just being released what happened last week.
You okay? My name is Chris. What's your name? I just want to talk. What's happening today? I want to help you. That's why I'm up here right now. I genuinely care. I do. I don't know what you're going through, but I want to understand. The strongest thing you can do right now is accept help. I promise you.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Please. Please. Everything is going to be okay. You're not in trouble.
So his name is Chris. Christian Yepes. He talked today about all that and how it went down.
Just wanted to reach her as quickly as possible, try to establish that basic human level interaction with her, introduce myself, you know, because that's what it always starts with. You know, what's my name? What's your name? So that's why I wanted to go up there, say, hey, my name is Chris. Wanted to find out her name, see why we were up there today, what led her to that point. At the end of the day, like I said, we're human, and the best way to understand somebody is to put yourself in their shoes. And with the training and everything, that's what they tell us, you know, try your best to understand that person. Be empathic towards them. Try to understand why they're there. And the training emphasizes on that, and it also emphasizes that sometimes it's not necessarily what you say, but it's how you say it.
Mm. Yeah, you know, maybe it was beneficial to him to have that training so recently. You know what I mean? He talked about kind of, you know, what he said. And by the way, this all took place, it took him about an hour to get the woman down safely. So she made out safely, but the sun was going down. So they were running out of daylight too.
I felt when I grabbed her that she was still fighting whatever was going on in her head to try to pull away. So try to reassure her that everything is going to be okay. Make sure that we'll try our best to get her the help that she needs, that, you know, that we can get her to. Yeah. The reality of the matter is it is a permanent solution, and that's not the route that anybody should go down, because there are answers out there that for questions that somebody might have. There's solutions for whatever issue it is that you feel like you're going through. There are people that can help you. There are outlets you can reach out to. And even if you don't think that, you could always rely on a friend or even a stranger just to lean on and say, hey.
Yeah, you know, look, as someone, and I talked about this last week, at the end of the week, who someone is 1 year removed from probably one of the worst, definitely one of the worst, you know, periods of my life with depression and anxiety. And there are times where you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I was very lucky. I never thought about, you know, that's the first question, again, that they ask the professionals, are you thinking about harming yourself? And I never was to that point. But I'm not going to lie. You know, when I went through it the first time in 2013, 2014, and you don't see a light, you start at least noodling around on stuff, saying, what is my life going to become? But that's exceptional work from that young officer in New York City for sure.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal of ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet.com.
Right to George this afternoon. Lots to talk about. How are you this afternoon, George Rosenthal?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on. What a great home run derby that was.
Oh, my goodness. It was exceptional, wasn't it? We're going to feature a little audio from that coming up here in Audio Cut of the Day. Let's talk about some of the topics that you sent over, including, look, this is summer concert season, and there are a lot of sports events that people want tickets for, but there's a lot of scamming that's going on out there, isn't there?
Yeah, everybody's trying to make a buck on somebody else's loss. It's terrible. And this is definitely very creative. The only reason this is happening right now is AI. AI is creating authentic three-dimensional looking tickets. It has the authentic PDF confirmation emails. I mean, it uses the logos, the digital ticket receipts, real barcodes that look like the real thing. So what's happening is people are going on social media and they're going to marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace and so forth. And they're finding people that are selling tickets. And it looks like a legitimate broker, like a SeatGeek or a Ticketmaster. And they give you these amazing deals. Like, you know, if you get this here, we can bump you up a row. And then if after you buy, a week before the concert or a week before the event, they'll send you another email saying, hey, we can get you VIP access if you give us another $500. And what's happening is they're accepting cash through Venmo and Zelle, which is a one-way payment transfer. So don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. So people are saying, oh, I can get fifth row to my favorite band at the pageant. And they go on, you know, they're on Facebook Marketplace or they're on social media. They click on the link. It looks like it's the legitimate real thing. And it's AI that has created this entire website, the payment portals, all the confirmation. Everything looks exactly like you would have bought a ticket from SeatGeek. Yeah. And you don't know the difference until you get to the event. You can't get in.
Yeah, they scan your barcode and they're like, that's not a valid ticket, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Wow. And people, this is happening nationwide. It's exploding right now, especially this time of year. But AI is behind all of it because you couldn't make these things so authentic that they would be so real looking on your own. Like you'd have to, it'd take you so much to do it. Well, AI is doing this now at the click of a button. So don't ever buy any tickets on anything that has to have a one-way payment transfer. Also, do not use your debit card. Use a credit card so that you can try and get some of your money back if the transaction goes south, of course. And don't use anything else but Ticketmaster, SeatGeek,
StubHub.
Something legit. It has to be, or like go direct to the box office of the venue.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even
Ticketmaster has, you know, resale that's up there through them as well.
Yes.
that are authentic. But that I can see how people would fall for some of this, especially with the follow-up emails saying, hey, we have VIP access and all this stuff. So that's very interesting.
And this is going to get really ugly around football season because you have so many people trying to get into sold-out games.
Oof.
And they're going to run across somebody on Facebook Marketplace that says, I've got, you know, 50-yard line tickets, 10 rows up. I can't go. If somebody wants them, they can buy them. And then they click on a link, and it looks like the legitimate thing, and they take your $1,000.
Yeah.
So be aware of what you're buying and when you buy it.
Absolutely. All right, we've talked about phishing scams. I've even admitted that there have been a couple recently that have almost gotten me, including, you know, a notification. I got one last week, another one from the USPS, which was fake, saying you have a package and we need your information.
Man.
But now you want to talk about quishing, not phishing.
This
because
freaks me out.
QR codes are being used.
Yes, these QR codes and the names crack me up. Quishing. I mean, come on, we're like getting a little ridiculous on some of these names. But it is quishing because it's a QR code. So everywhere you go now, okay, you go to a fast food chain, they serve a fantastic chicken. I won't even say their name, but they are my favorite and they're closed on Sunday, so you can figure that out.
Yes.
On their tables is a QR code. We don't stand in line. We just go straight to the table, scan the QR code, we put our order in on the app and the food shows up at the table.
Huh.
It's very convenient. It's fantastic. Don't do that on an email. Don't do that at a gas pump. Don't do this at the parking meters downtown. Make sure that when you're scanning a QR code, if you're using your phone, honestly, this will work on Samsung as well as Apple, it will show you the domain name that you're about to go to before you click on the button, okay?
Yes.
If it doesn't look legit, don't go to it. People are getting malware put on their devices. They're getting data stolen. They're getting the credit card information that's stolen because they'll act like they're the parking meter. And when you put in your debit card, now they've got all your personal identifiable information. If you are going to scan a QR code out in public, use your fingernail and just try to get around it to see if there's another sticker underneath.
Wow.
These stickers are made so good and so professional, but you can tell when there's another sticker on top. So just make sure you're not scanning anything, and especially in an email. Oh, my goodness. Don't ever scan a QR code inside of an email because the email spam filters can't see it as a negative hyperlink, a negative link on the internet because it's a picture. So the spam filters and the blacklist filters just see it as an image. It doesn't read what the QR code takes you to. So do not ever scan any QR codes inside of an email. Go to the website yourself. You know, type in Amazon.com, USPS.com. Go there yourself and figure out what the email is asking you to do, but just don't do anything like that now. It's becoming an epidemic just because people are trying to find anything that's convenient for society. They try to use it against you to take your money. So just be very careful with that.
It's like going to the gas station, right? And remember for a while, people would put in those fake credit card things that you could swipe.
Yeah.
The skimmers. That's right.
Let me shift gears here. I love the cleanup tool on my iPhone, and I've gotten pretty good at it getting to use it. For example, when I was out in Vegas about 6 weeks ago, we had some pictures that were taken outside of the David Spade, Nikki Glaser show at Caesars, and we had kind of fun picture, but there were people in it. We just took my little thumb and the cleanup feature, got all those people out of it. Looks like a brand new picture. So that's been very successful.
Yes.
But that's actually, Apple's rolling that out in more of a wider platform, or what's going on there?
Yes, it's getting a lot more sophisticated. So this is going to happen with iOS 27, and that is going to be the new AI engine that's powered by Gemini, or you can switch it over to Claude or ChatGPT, but I would recommend just sticking with Gemini. But this is going to be so intuitive that when you take a picture, if you basically tell it instructions that I don't want anybody in my background in my pictures, it'll automatically remove them. You'll be able to change people's hair color. You're going to be able to, if there's a piece of trash on the ground, you can just talk to it and say, remove all trash, remove all the tourists in the background, and make my hair color a different color. And it'll just do it inside your image. Now, the computing power on that is unbelievably awesome, except for the amount of hardware that it takes, the amount of processing power that it takes. So you will need to have an iPhone 15 Pro or a 15 Pro Max or greater. So if you have anything, if you have a regular 15, it will not work. It will be very limited in its features. So
I have a 16 Pro Max, so I'm set.
Okay, then you're set. You're all set. You'll have that on iOS 27 when it comes out, I believe, in September. But it is very exciting. And I know there's a bunch of Samsung listeners out there right now laughing at me because they've had that feature forever.
That's right. We've had it forever. Remember when I did that, I got that cut out of Fred with the folders that we used to paste on everything? Yeah.
Yeah, so
that I don't remember. But I do remember that Samsung users continuously remind me that they've had features that we haven't had for years.
Correct. Yeah.
I just ignore that usually. I don't really pay attention to that. I thought we talked about this the other day, Sue, but one of the topics you have on here is the death of the traditional car feature, the key fob, right? So are we gonna start using our phones now? Now this is where I'm so spoiled, and I swear to God, I never did it until this summer. But the audience, Sue, and the producers know that I have kind of a little gimmick at 5:50 when it's during the winter. I start my car remotely from my seat here. Now, I've actually started to do it a little bit in the summer because it cools the car off so nicely. So a lot of people have apps and remotes and things like that, but you're telling me that we may be moving to no keys or no fobs and just using our devices?
Yes, and it's for a very good reason. It's car theft is out of control. So here's what else is happening is that there is a, like I've mentioned this several times on Tech Talk Tuesday, is there's a little toy called a Flipper Zero. Okay, it's a hacking tool that you can get for $100. I can sit outside of anybody's house, and when you click your button to open your garage door, when you click your key fob to unlock your car, to start your car, I can copy that frequency it's a basic, basic Bluetooth RF frequency. It's a very, very simple thing. This is going to an ultra wideband technology. So what that means is there's a digital key that will be in your wallet on your phone, and this includes Samsung and iPhones.
Okay.
It'll be a digital key in your wallet that you can use with your watch as well. And when you get within so many inches or feet of your car, you don't have to take your phone out of your pocket. You don't have to unlock your phone, anything. It will automatically send the signal to the car, letting you know that you're next to the car. And then when you're sitting in the car, it knows within an inch of where you're sitting in the car, whether or not you can start it or not. Now, what that does is it completely removes anybody's ability to copy the frequency that's being shot out by your key fob. Okay. It's also a lot faster. You're not having to deal with the key fob. You don't have to worry about losing the key fob because it's in your digital wallet. so you're not replacing car keys anymore.
Which, by the way, those can be expensive. Yeah, those fobs can be expensive.
He knows. Yeah,
because I'm an elitist,
absolutely.
I know.
those are $350, $400 a key.
So wait a second. Is this then, just to be clear, will this be for vehicles that we'll be buying in the future, or will this be something
retrofit.
We will use, yeah, retrofitted to the vehicles we have right now, or both?
Nope, this is going to be in the future. So,
okay,
and I
right.
mean, when I mean the future, I mean new cars coming out
Got
in 27.
It. Yeah,
okay.
That's important to know.
So this
right.
is coming up. Yeah, it's coming up, and it's going to be a digital. Basically, you're getting rid of the key. I am so excited about this because I'm tired of carrying around keys in my pockets, and I know this is a first world problem. I get that, but it's annoying to have these giant key fobs in your pocket when you have everything else in there, like
no,
phones
I'm with
and
you.
Wallets and everything.
Well, because I have this little, I call it my man purse, this little cooler that I keep my Diet Cokes in. And in the front section of the cooler, that's where I keep the key fob. And when I go out to the car still opens and starts because I have the fob in there. But then I get home
right.
and I'm like, where is it? And sometimes it's in my pocket. So I don't think this would be that hard to get used to, certainly.
Oh, it'd be easy.
And, yeah, right. I mean, essentially, the fob is doing what the phone is going to do anyway. It's just
right.
bigger and clunkier
right.
in your pocket.
Exactly. I am really excited about it. Just on the not only the convenience factor, but just the theft issues as well. The ability to not have to carry keys anymore. And then if you do something like an at-home smart system, like your front door or garage door on like a MyQ system, now you're really getting rid of all keys. Now you don't
wow.
even need your house keys. Because you're walking in your door with your phone, you're starting your car with your phone, you're opening your garage door with your phone, and it's basically all tied to your wrist anyway on your watch. So it's multiple fold awesome is just the fact of not having to carry the keys, but also not getting your car stolen when you're in a parking garage downtown and somebody copies your key. They know you're going to the baseball game for 3 hours. And now your car is gone.
Well, you
so
better not
very,
lose your phone, though, right,
yeah.
George? I mean, that's the downside. And then if I get a new phone, I got to make sure all of that transfers.
Well, but they would be able to.
So
they wouldn't
be
able to just open your phone up.
It'll be in the cloud, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So that'll be in your cloud account. So when you have a cloud account that's synced, and you always want to have this, by the way, if you don't have this to back up your devices, definitely do this. I have an iCloud account. I know it's different with there's the Google Play mm-hmm. store and the Google accounts. Definitely back up all your mobile devices in the cloud, because if you lose your phone, who cares? Go get a different phone with your insurance or whatever you have in place. Download your re-update the phone via the cloud, and your wallet is back in place, and so is your car key. So that's the beautiful part of it, and it's secured. The wallet is secured through your face and fingerprint.
Yeah,
so
exactly. That was kind of the point I was trying to make.
There.
Tech Talk Tuesday. We wrap it up again on this Tuesday afternoon. George Rosenthal, throttlenet.com/97.1. Preach five. Thank you, George.
Thank you so
All
much.
We'll
Have
see
a great
you.
Rest of the week.
Standby. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
I'm going to cover two important topics this afternoon on audio cut of the day. Jordan Walker being first and foremost the primary topic.
Yes.
However, I have to give credit where credit is due because Sue didn't even bring this up, but she has done a deep dive and she discovered the long-lost blueberries for smoothies cut.
I can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
I mean, that was right after the tariffs, and we had that on what I call a hotkey.
Yes.
And when I tried to hit the hotkey a couple weeks ago, remember we heard Brett Baer. Listen.
You're listening to the Brett Baer Show.
So
not quite as great.
No, they took away my blueberries. So anyway, I had to put that in. But on to Jordan Walker, because, man, this was amazing last night.
Homer wins it, a non-homer, and we're going to a swing-off.
Baseball is not afraid.
Wow. Is that enough? Jordan Walker wins it!
He had to hit six home runs in a row.
Oh,
it was magical.
Gosh.
The look on Kyle Schwarber's face and the Philadelphia fans. And let me play you Scott Jennings and his son. Jennings was on last night. He and his son are in the right field bleachers. Joe Arnold caught them on one little still shot that he sent me.
Oh,
it was
cool.
A little blurry. But Jennings is surrounded by Philadelphia fans. He put this up on social media. Here's how he called that final home run.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, Jay Walk. Here we go, one swing for the whole thing. It's a long play ball! Way back! And it is!
Go! There you go! I mean, I was yelling in my basement. Ethan Hannaford, my producer, he had a friend record him. Here's how his basement sounded.
Get up!
Get up!
Come on!
That's just the tying one, though.
One more. No, sit down. You gotta sit down.
Trying to go through the same process.
You're right.
There it goes. I mean, that is like, I saw it's like the game six of home run derbies.
Yes.
And
that
was so mad. You know, I skipped the Odyssey screening last night because I just wasn't in the mood for 3 hours of wokeness from Christopher Nolan. And I'm so glad I made that choice. That was an amazing home run derby. For those of you who didn't see it, pull it up on Netflix. Just
totally.
Watch the final
totally.
Round. It's worth it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.